Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Wednesday. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn good, actually.
Good.
Even though I have muscle milk all over me. That was such a sweet thing that you did. You handed me my protein drink, and I didn't know that you had opened it, and I went to shake it.
Oh, geez.
But you know what? No, that's such a sweet thing. I'm gonna just enjoy that.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that you did that for me. That was so sweet of you.
Cool.
Yeah. I want to give props to Greg for the lovely bumper music and the voiceover work. Come on.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should have him do something new. But I always smile when it comes to that last part, which is dun 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 dun.
Well, I know, because you want to just go, you want something new and different.
I do. I mean, I'm just thinking it'd be like we put new pictures up. We put new pictures up of us. You did yesterday.
Yes, I did.
The old picture was taken on Mother's Day when we were all together, and then when my uncle came to visit my mom in the nursing home last week, we just had some pictures taken. We just were going crazy with the camera.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun to put something fresh up there. But, you know, and it is fun, but I think we should, you know, I kind of like it when we take the pictures in the sunroom, though.
I do, too. It's okay. We'll change it by the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Well, no, and I'm not saying it's bad. I just think I like the energy better.
Well, no, I do. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You know. Well, just change things around. It's okay.
Yeah, do you know it, girlfriend?
Yeah, it's funny,
it
though, because, like, you know, downloading that, getting that ready, probably took about 40 minutes.
Oh, did it really?
Well, not that long, I shouldn't say. But, you know, it's just interesting, you know.
Because you're so fast with that stuff.
It didn't take that long. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Okay.
As you can tell, we're kind of low energy today. I'm not sure why, but we just are low energy.
Well, our sleep schedule got screwed up.
Yes, that's true.
You know, my husband Norm usually leaves for work around, I don't know, 5 or something, but he had to leave a little bit later this morning. So we didn't know if we were going to stay up. The household's active.
Yes.
And then we fell back to sleep.
That's right. That's right.
And we woke up in about 10 minutes ago. Dare I say 10 minutes ago?
Well, I mean, we
tell
had
the
a,
truth on it.
Yeah, because we've already had a full morning and got stuff done and
I know.
So forth like that. So
I know. We had a little thunderstorm last night. Mm-hmm. So, girlfriend, are you ready to talk law of attraction?
Go for it. Talk,
are you ready to talk prosperity consciousness?
For sure.
Are you ready to talk hallelujah, amen, the world is a great place, and let's celebrate these lives that we get here?
Yay.
Come on. Let's
Yay.
Do it.
Definitely.
And you know what I was thinking about this morning when I was doing my meditation and prayers? I was thinking, I usually say to people, you know, you know, like attracts like, and look around at your life right now. Realize it's just the results of your past thinking and your past beliefs and your past feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of always said it with a little bit of an edge to it, like you know, look around, you know, kind of my sense of humor. But you know what? I really mean look around. It's what you created is wonderful.
Yes.
No matter where you are, look what you did. You're a creator. You're an alchemist, you know.
Yeah.
You, an inventor in some sense, a manifester. These are things you did. And there's some I'm sure you like and some things you don't like. And you can change them because you created them yourself. That's lovely.
Yes. Yes. That's true. It is. And when you, here's the thing. It's like, but you have to get past the point of, like, saying, okay, I did create all this stuff.
Because
mm-hmm. when you get there and say, look at what I created, there can be, after you did the work, after you're okay with everything,
mm-hmm.
this sense of, good, I can do this then.
It is good. You know, that's the thing. It is good. And probably if you don't see that, it's because you're focusing on the one or two things that are irritating you, as opposed to the 99% of stuff that's beautiful and lovely.
Right.
And guess what? What you focus on expands.
Well, that's a good point. They, you know, Abraham Hicks talks about this as this rampage
of appreciation.
Thank you. Rampage appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, somebody asked her, "What do you do when when your stove's broken?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would do a rampage of appreciation and just go, wow, look, my microwave works so well. My freezer works so well. I love my counter. I love my cabinets. Look at all these dishes I have. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay.
And we're here to tell you that that's not BS. It may sound like
right.
it if you're feeling really, you know, just really down low, you know. But it really is true to start raising your vibration. Because really, nothing matters more than that you feel good.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, all the way around. Like yesterday, I exercised, and I really, you know, I hadn't exercised in about 2 weeks. I don't know. I shouldn't even be saying that, but I'm really sore this morning. but you know what? I feel good though. I feel good that my muscles are sore.
Yes.
I feel good that I was able to exercise, and
yes.
We talk about feeling good emotionally, but you know, let's just all practice feeling good. What the heck?
I know. You
what
know,
the heck?
Yeah. Well, you and I talked about yesterday about everything being stems from self-care. And then you go, actually,
yes.
everything comes from stems from self-love.
I know.
What is self-love?
I mean, Julie, don't you think that was like a big hit?
Yeah. And then you go, wait a minute. If everything's about self-love, mm-hmm. you know, and we use our emotional guidance system, you know, just kind of guide us along
like,
this
oh
way.
Oh, my God, like, how am I loving myself right now?
Yeah. How are you loving yourself
Am
right
I beating
now?
Myself up? Am I feeling really, really down?
And even with, like, food, I've been on a little bit of a sugar kick lately, you know, just a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that I have been feeling a little bit off balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, intervention comes, and I'm listening to this one show, and they talk about how sugar is so addictive and how
mm-hmm.
it could really, you know, it messes up your emotions. And I'm like, oh, you know what? If I'm really into law of attraction, which I believe, which means, I mean, here's the thing. We all know law of attraction exists. And then once you know it does, you choose to then go, okay, I'm going to at least use it to my advantage.
Right, that's right. Because it's a fair friend.
It's a
working
fair friend.
Whether you know it
yes,
or not.
Yes, exactly. So then all of a sudden, you go like this, okay, well, I'm going to choose to have sugar today because I want to give my emotional state the best chance possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, well, you know what? I can have fruit. I love apples and peanut butter. I love it.
I know
great,
you do.
Great sweet thing.
Yeah.
You know, I love bananas, you know. So.
And really when you see that the world, that your beautiful world, your buffet table is really all about choices. You know, and it really is. You can make choices all along the way, better choices for yourself, and then better And I see that you're feeding Charlie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. He's looking at me like he slept in too. So
yeah.
He's, please, Lord, let him be quiet today.
Exactly.
Please, Lord.
No.
So, Julie, let's talk about life as a buffet table.
First of all, how about a banquet? Yeah, but
can
I go back to what you had just said,
mm-hmm.
you know, about making choices?
Sure.
And here, you know, here's another Abraham process, which we love. It's this idea of segment intending, you know, or making choices every given moment of your day.
That's a really good one.
You know, so, you know.
And we talk about these processes, and I'm sure you'll describe it a little more, but these processes are all designed to obviously keep your frequency at a higher vibration.
Keep
your boat downstream.
And it's also designed to say, hey, wake up, knocking on the door. You have the option
mm-hmm.
to choose a better feeling thought.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You personally have the option, whatever your outside circumstances are. Are you in a car that you're not happy with? You know, does it drive? You know, are you able to have your radio on?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not exactly what you want,
mm-hmm.
but can you keep it clean today?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wash it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you polish it so it feels good to you?
Right.
You know, you have the option, you know, to feel better, and it's your choice. You know, I love
Yay.
Yay
for choices for
yes,
here for us.
Yes, and then you go, wait a minute, that's what, when I get law of attraction, I get this idea that, you know, the more you focus on something, the more it expands. And this whole idea that we're in control of all of our thoughts, in the sense of we can, once we know how we're feeling
mm-hmm.
and we recognize how we're feeling, we can say, okay, what's the thought behind this? What's the thought behind this?
And then probably we could even go further and say, what's the belief
then
behind
what's
the
belief?
Thought?
And then you go, okay, now I can go.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
decide.
You have a little more control.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what's my okay, so maybe my thought is I'm not good enough for this job
mm-hmm.
or for I'm not good enough for this goal, which is ridiculous. If you had a desire, it is you have a desire, you know, you are from source. So whatever
mm-hmm.
desire you have, you may not know everything you need to know about it now,
mm-hmm.
but you can go in that direction.
But
so,
it's a journey.
It is.
It's a journey.
So what would be the belief behind that?
Right.
You know?
And if you legitimately own that belief, then you can legitimately disown that belief and challenge it.
Exactly.
Because really, ultimately, we are children of the divine. That prosperity is our birthright.
Yes.
But we've been programmed all our lives to think that there's competition, that there's lack, there's limitation. And now we're at the leading edge of thought now.
Mm-hmm.
We have this amazing gift to realize that we are children of the divine,
yes.
that we have all the benefits
yes.
of children of the divine, and that that is our birthright. And so we choose now to start thinking,
yeah.
to start feeling better. You know, gratitude is the key that unlocks the door to all your dreams, to your better life, to your best life. Start feeling the gratefulness of life. Start feeling grateful for every little thing.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
I don't care how bad your life is. You woke up this morning.
Yes.
You're breathing. You've got another chance to turn it around.
Yes, this is true.
You've got another chance to forgive somebody that you've been holding a grudge against.
Mm.
Imagine when you forgive yourself, how much space that's going to clear up in you to
yeah.
really rock and roll your world.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about clearing the clutter, and we mean that in a grand way.
Yes.
Not just in physical space, but in your emotions. You know,
yes.
you pick up all this clutter like anger, revenge,
mm.
you know, and clearing that so new stuff can come in. That's
mm.
how you manifest. That's how you deliberately co-create
yeah.
in this world.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, girlfriend.
That feels really good.
We probably should tell people who we are.
Go for it. Now, right?
Hey, good morning, everyone. You know what? It is such a delight for me to be here and to share this with you and to share this experience. I'm Christine Marie. I'm a little sinusy this morning because we just woke up, but I was a psychotherapist for 18 years, and I taught behavioral science in university. I have my master's in counseling psychology, and Julie is my daughter, but we've done lots and lots of things together. We've been really blessed with a pretty great relationship, huh, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Knock wood. I mean, it's pretty fabulous. I just am grateful and grateful and grateful for that every day of my life. But
yes.
And now we're law of attraction coaches. Yay, we're life coaches. And use the law of attraction for the foundational principles of everything. And you know what? The more we know, the better it gets.
That's exactly right.
And the better it gets, the better it gets. So,
yeah.
You know, we just keep expanding on this law of attraction, on this law of deliberate creation. And Julie's my daughter. And I'm going to let you talk about yourself, honey, because I'm going to just keep on talking.
Okay, no problem. No, I'm just Julie. I'm Christy Marie's daughter. And, I've got several businesses and, right now focusing, really loving this idea of being a coach and working with law of attraction, mostly because I feel better than I ever have in my entire life. And, you know, I have beaten myself up enough in a lifetime. And for the first time, I can say I'm happier now than ever. And I have a lot of stuff going on all the time.
She does. She's not lying.
And not all of it's good.
She's not lying.
You know, and here's the thing. Not all of it's good, you know. When I have
situationally.
Situationally, things come up that need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And I only say that because, hey, when you're in the game and you're playing in a larger field, you know, things come in all the time that you're like, oh, okay, how do I create this? And how do I create the next thing?
And, like, you know, I always say, like, you know, poop happens, and then sometimes, like, big poop happens, you know.
Yeah.
And you can have big poop happening with hope, or you can have big poop happening with despair, you know.
Exactly.
And we choose hope, optimism.
Yes. Yes. Hope and optimism. Isn't that great? I mean, that's every situation, if you can get to it, you know, you have the situation where you're at with a vibration of hope and it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have the same situation and have it with a vibration of, this is the worst thing that could happen. I don't know how I can get on, you know, lots of despair.
Right.
And the universe, you know, everything has your back. The universe has your back.
And that's really a basic belief that the universe is on your side.
Yeah.
That the universe is good. And once you get that, and once you own that, you know, things happen. You're not afraid to play in a bigger playing field. Come on, I know you're out there, and I know you have a bigger dream.
Yeah.
And I want to hold that for you. Mm. I want to hold that bigger dream for you.
What's your bigger dream?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. I think I have 100 of them. But I definitely want to write.
Yes.
Which I'm doing, and get published, which I'm in the process of doing. I definitely want to have this business that we have. I want it to go bolder,
because
I think, and I know there's some fabulous people out there getting the word out, but you know what? There's room for us.
Oh, there is.
There's absolutely room for us.
And not just that, the more out there, you know, it's so funny. There's a lot of great people out there that have been out there for decades. And I hadn't heard about them until like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you realize that, you know, however the message gets out, it's beautiful. And whoever we resonate with is great.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And I have this one dream, Julie, that you and I are walking, is it Michigan Avenue that's in Chicago? The great, where all the shops are and stuff?
Yep.
And it's like in the fall of the year, and we're just like, I think we've done a radio interview or something on WGN for who knows what, but and we're just vibrating and like off the scale, and the sun is shining, and we're shopping, and maybe we stop into a nice, or maybe we have rooms at a great hotel, and we stop and have a cocktail or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like one little small snippet of a
Of a bigger dream.
Of a dream that I have, sure. You know.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go swimming with the dolphins in their native set. You know, I don't want to go like in a pool with them. Right? I want them to be in their real setting.
Yes.
Because you know how much I love the dolphins.
I know you do.
And they were the first frequency that I ever channeled. And I still enjoy my relationship with them. So I would actually love to swim with the dolphins in a real setting.
Ah, that is lovely.
Got some of yours you want to share, girlfriend?
Sure.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. I think, you know, creating my ideal body and getting closer to that. You know, I have these vision of my flexibility and that I'm working with every day. And I'm decently flexible, but I have this.
I know, you have this one picture of
Well,
this,
you know what?
Because
when I was in high school and a little bit younger, I really was very, very flexible and athletic. I guess who wasn't, right? I don't know. But I mean, I have these visions of myself as you know, a young adult, doing these things that you stop doing for whatever reason, fearful.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You just get out of that mode where everything's
mm-hmm.
so active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are times in everybody's lives when we're just so, our body is always moving. And I miss being in ballet class when I could do that move, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man, I really want that again. And, you know, it's been nice because I've been taking dance classes with my boyfriend and, you know, we haven't gotten to the...
But every week you go.
Every week we go and we're having a great time, you know. We're having a great time and we're enjoying it. And so that gives me a little bit closer to this ideal that I have, you know, this feeling that I had that I once had that I'm looking forward to having again.
Well, you know, it would be fun to even, if you're talking about that one particular move that you have on your vision board, excuse me, I mean, I could see, why don't you set, like, miniature goals of how to get there, you know?
Well,
it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that, like, there are times I'm just trying to do that move. Do you notice?
Yes, I do notice that. Yay!
And then I had to go down because I'm like, oh, my leg's cramping up.
Then you take the Excedrin.
You know, it's like, wow, you know, this body is interesting.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I exercised last night and I did my arms and stuff and, literally, I am really feeling it today, so I'm going to have to take I guess that's why you only do it 3 or 4 times a week, because you rest in between.
Right, because what you do is you break down the muscle, and then the growth occurs because lots of blood flow is coming, and it repairs the muscle damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you're breaking it down, and then the blood flow comes, and it repairs, and then there's growth. So that's why you only do weights.
That's right, and that's why, and I want growth, because I want to... tighten the skin under my arms.
Yes.
You know, I want to have really, when I wave, I just only want one of me to wave.
Okay. And you know what, girlfriend?
Yes.
I love your arms just the way they are.
Yeah, thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Just the way they are. So, and that's the thing. Honestly, I love my body the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We're
talking about, you know, let's continue on with that little theme of self-love because, and honestly, Julie, it is so important. I don't know how we can manifest anything that's in the 8, 9, and 10 unless we create this container of self-love.
Right.
And there's so many ways to love yourself, you know.
Right.
And it doesn't mean going out and buying something.
No, it doesn't.
It really just means to sit there in deep appreciation. You know, we all say we love God, we love the divine. And we know what that feels like. Can we turn that toward ourselves and know what that feels like?
Yeah. Can we?
Hey, I see Rita's on the board. Hey, girlfriend.
Hello.
Hello, Rita. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Hope you're having a great day out there in California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great day out there, isn't it?
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is.
And everybody, you know, it's beautiful here. It's nice and cool. We've had one of the coolest summers.
I know.
I've enjoyed it.
I have totally enjoyed it.
Yes, me
and
too.
And taken advantage of it.
Me too. I mean, the rain has gotten, we do have the mosquitoes this year, more than we ever, it's not me, they're pretty bad this year, but you know, I'll take it.
Yeah.
The vibration with the cool weather and And
you know, like Byron Katie, I don't necessarily remember all her four questions, but I know the first is like loving what is, isn't it? Or?
Yeah, that's all. It's about loving what is.
Yeah.
And like, is it true?
Oh, is it true? Yeah. And then at the very end, the fourth question is, who would I be? Or what would I be without this thought that I'm having that's driving me crazy? And most likely you say, a heck of a lot happier, a lot more in peace.
And then you go, can I let this thought go? And that's also about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm, it is. We're really working with forgiveness right now. We're working with self-love. Go ahead, girlfriend.
We're working with that. We're working with self-love. Also just letting, the reason why is that we all want new stuff to come in. And to do that, you have to create a void.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. And then when you have this void, and then you have your concrete desires so formed,
mm-hmm.
then God, Source, Universe has a place to put it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
if you want these new things to happen to you, and you're still holding on to this thing that happened 10 years ago, and it's filling up 20% of your day,
hello.
How do we help you get through that?
Yeah, because that's 20% more energy you could have for manifesting the things that you want in your life.
Exactly. And you know, it's so funny because, I mean, I see myself do this, you know, I mean, we all have these situations that come up that need clearing, you know?
Yes.
And how do you clear when the situation is still going on?
Right.
And it's okay because you are where you are, and when you do this, it's preparing you for the next step. You know, if you can clear this thing, this pathway for yourself,
mm-hmm.
so that you can start loving yourself
mm-hmm.
deeper,
mm-hmm.
and then having this new energy and new
mm-hmm.
space, this new thing, you know, it's going to be great. And then you're in a bigger
that's
playground.
You're playing bigger. You're playing bolder.
Yeah.
So we could just say, instead of the better it gets, the better it gets, the bigger it gets, the bigger it
exactly.
gets.
Exactly.
I'm going to put Rita on if I can do this, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her hand up.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can do this. Hello, Rita.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning, sweetheart. How you doing today?
You know what? I'm 100% better because I was just thinking about something, and you guys just answered my question.
Tell us about it.
For whatever reason, this mm-hmm. person that I really care about, a good friend, and I had something, and it's just like everything that I have of him, it's like I'm losing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why now.
Okay.
Because I'm clearing and making a void for something better.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How does that feel, just to have that little bit of relief thinking that way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me... Like right now, I want to cry because I want what I want, and it's not necessarily what I need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. you guys just answered it for me.
Yeah.
I almost overslept. Yesterday, I overslept, and I needed to hear you guys.
I know.
And
I missed you. But we were holding the energy for you, honey. We always hold the energy for you.
Thank you. And yesterday was a hard day.
Yeah.
Because it was just hard. And today... I just woke up, and I always wake up before the sun, always.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did wake up, and when I woke up and I called you guys,
mm-hmm.
I heard just what I needed.
I love it. But isn't that an amazing process? You know, nature really does abhor a vacuum. And so what also we pray every day, that what no longer serves us on this new leg of our journey, just be gently released, you know. And you know, you don't know when you're creating room, you don't know for sure if that person is gone, because they may come back in a very different form. They may have their own transformation to do for themselves. And so what you're doing is you're really creating space, or allowing that old form to come, you know, to slip away.
Right.
And perhaps the new form comes. There's a new transformation always possible.
And I'm
always possible.
I'm just like feeling bad now because I literally
And I don't know if you guys can hear me uncrinkling paper, and I'll stop. But my little vision board,
yes.
I was so mad. I just tore it all apart. And, you know, wasn't
we've been there. We've been there.
Because I was like, God, what do you really want from me? What
right.
do you want me to have?
Right. Right.
And it wasn't necessarily that. It's just about, you know, the love that I want from him. But
right.
it was just everything that I mean, because I want my house paid off. I want this. I want that. I want the other. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I yesterday I was just really, really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm uncrinkling this stuff because I still want my house paid off.
Sure you do. We all do.
Yeah.
And
I'm
we
put my stuff back together.
Yeah.
You know what?
I would suggest a new one.
A new one.
A new one?
A new
yeah.
one. It can have the same
fresh.
Things on it, but a fresh one.
Fresh, fresh, fresh palette, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time. And also, I think it's time for you to, I bet you've got a little special jar or box. I think it's time for you to create a God jar. And in that God jar, I just want you to write down everything that you'd like that seems a little bit out of your control that it's in that you want God to handle for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I hope it's a pretty box. I hope you make it look special. And all you got to do is just put little slips of paper in it and let God handle that. And then on your vision board, I'm going to suggest don't put, you know, I want my house paid off, I want all these troubles. I'd let the God jar take care of that. And on your vision board, put the things that you really juice you up, you know, whatever, you know, if it's a new car or something, some kind of a, you know, career that, you know, makes you feel great.
Mm-hmm. A trip.
Yeah. I mean, I would put on your vision board things that you really make you juicy inside, you know, and let the God jar handle that stuff. And then
every
keep adding and whatever you need to do and once a month or every couple of weeks check if some things have gone through, take them out and make
yeah.
sure you say thank you, you know.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I always think about this about paying, you know, paying the mortgage off. It's like that or maybe a different stream of income that you don't have to do very much for that
mm-hmm.
can take care of the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or
because we don't know how God's going to bring all that to us. We
no.
really don't.
And it could be this, too, if you really wanted to, you know, what if you just said today, this month, I'm going to take $50 and pay down my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Not towards interest, but
mm-hmm.
towards the principal.
Mm-hmm.
As an energetic offering, and I'm going to celebrate that my mortgage is down now. And then see that grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to wait to have $100,000 in our hand to pay off a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and just see it, just really feel, Rita, you really are, I think I've told this before, but I really sense that you're like this alchemist. You know, you
yes.
probably in a past life, you were just great at turning lead into gold. And so
yes.
you have the remnants of that now. And I think if you keep your focus on the feeling of relief, a feeling of just gentle joy, you're going to see movement in all those other areas because you're still holding on. You know, listen, we have our hissy fits too. I mean,
yeah.
I had one about 6 weeks ago. It was a major hissy fit. You know, luckily I just wrote it all down, you know, and cried a lot and got it out of my, I got it out of my stream and came back to my senses, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, because then we find our balance again. Just like today, you feel better, you know.
I do because I just went and got a mason jar out, and I'm going to put the stuff
yay.
In there like you guys said.
Yeah.
And I went and got a couple of books, and I'm going to cut out my new visions.
Yes.
Not my
yes.
new visions, but I just.
Yes, your new vision board.
My new vision board.
Yeah,
yeah
oh. make it fresh and really fun. And then, again, in the God jar, put the stuff that you just don't want, that you just can't handle. You're not ready to handle the stuff. It's too big for you right now. You let the God jar do it, and then on your vision board, you put the stuff that you enjoy looking at, you know, what all that fun stuff is.
Okay.
Mm.
That feels good.
That
feels
really
real good. And, again,
that's a burden lifted.
It is. And on that, you know, on the friend that you just, I know this is tough. Listen, relationships are, oh, they're so challenging, you know. But just clear your soul. Do a quick cleansing and just start wishing him the best of everything.
I
just
did.
Wishing him the best. And you'll be surprised. You don't even have to phone him or text him or anything. He will get that. Over time, in a few days, he will get that. You're wishing him the best. You're going to see miracles happen. You really are. One way or another, I know this is true because I've done this. I've had other people do this. And just start wishing him the best.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
So that's it. That is good. You know what, Rita, I want to say that I'm so happy that you were able to come on today and hear and talk.
Yeah. You always, we always want to talk to you. Always. You are on our, you're on our prayers. We're always wanting to hold the energy for you.
And is there an area right now that you think that maybe you could love yourself a little bit more in?
That's a great question, Joy.
There's lots of areas where I need to love myself a lot more in.
Mm-hmm.
And
same here for us. And we're gonna keep concentrating on that because we know now that we manifest so much better when we're loving ourselves. When we love ourselves first.
Yep. And I keep watching the roller coaster, but why do I keep wanting to get in line?
Yeah. Well, because the ride is pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
what it is. I don't want to ride it. I have, like everybody says, you are the most moodiest person in the world, and I'm trying my best just to pull away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel that's true?
What did they say, Jill?
It is true. You know what I just found?
What?
What I do a lot of is, I used to go on the internet and I found this book with my Range Rover that I had these people to send me.
Ah,
so
that's so great.
Yeah, so exciting. I can't love you guys enough.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know what, sweetie? We do not think you're moody. We don't. When you talk to us, you do not mirror that to us at all.
No, we don't reflect that to us. But that's that's fine, though. But,
yes.
And also the tipping point, always remember, you got 24 hours in a day, and let's say you're stable for 12 hours and 1 minute. Yay! You 12 and a half, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't do the math right. But there's that 50% tipping point, that nature likes, that the law likes,
Yeah.
More than half, you're stable,
Yeah. And all going to be... It's all going to be okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's all perfect now,
mm-hmm.
and it is because where you're at,
mm-hmm.
and where you're at is good enough.
And can you love what is right now? Just for today, love what is.
Okay.
Feel the gratitude behind that. Open your heart to it. Your heart's been hurt, and you've been buffeted around kind of crazy, but you know what? Fresh start today, fresh heart. Trust your heart. There's great wisdom in your heart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm. And it's a good heart. It's a pretty heart. And it's where your treasure is. That's where all your treasure is in your heart.
Mm-hmm. And that feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
That feels really good.
How you feeling now, Rita?
I'm feeling like on that 10.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
I'm telling you, I woke up right at the right time because you guys are almost ready to go off air. I wish that you had a longer span because time goes so fast when you're having fun.
I know.
Doesn't it?
I know.
Doesn't it? Oh, that is so true. Time does go by so fast. I know there's times I look, I'm like going, oh, my gosh, we have 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels so good to talk to people and get comments. And it's just like, yes, things are.
And Rita, on your new vision board, create a space on there that I don't know what it is yet, but I think you're coming up with it. You're cooking it. Something that's a big, bold vision for you. And I don't necessarily see that it's a material thing. It's something that you're really wanting for yourself that really expresses who you came on the planet to be. Let's start cooking that thing, whatever that is for you. Start putting it on your vision board. It may only be... I don't know what it could represent. Maybe
it's a recipe book that I've collected recipes for almost 25 years.
Ah.
And it says we're cooking.
Uh-huh.
And I kept I this year I was going to finish it, and I still haven't finished. And
there
I have to before my mother. My mother's 75.
Yeah,
she's still waiting on my cookbook.
Yeah, get your butt in gear. The planet's waiting for it.
You know what?
I know your church is for sure. They're waiting for it.
Yeah.
And
because I never
look
about a recipe.
Yeah, I see on your vision board a cookbook picture with the name Cooking with Rita, you know? And
how about that? Rita's Recipes. Huh?
Rita's
Woo-hoo.
Recipes. You know, I mean, that's a great name for cooking. It really is.
And let's say in mixed in with the recipes, she's talking about life too.
Yeah.
She's talking about her life, and she's talking about
hey, I made this recipe for this guy.
Right.
And it was a hot steaming night. And he really loved it.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling the book. I'm feeling it.
You know how I know that it's really time, and I'll speak really quickly. My mother had heart surgery. And she had written out some more recipes, and she mailed them to me. The day, I didn't even know she was in the hospital, but the day that she went to the hospital, I received that mail. And then all of a sudden, I found out, and I was just like, if something would have happened to her, and I had received it would have been so spooky to me.
Yeah.
But I know it's time. I know I need to finish.
And let me tell you something. That's part of the book. Those stories, the life that you live, the things that, those are part of the book. It's recipes in life, you know?
Yes.
Feel that one. Would you, Rita, feel it?
I accept that one.
How exciting. I've got chills. I've got goosebumps. I got
today,
body chills happening here.
What would be your inspired action? You're feeling really good about this book. You know it's coming. What's your inspired action?
To get on the computer and actually start typing up stuff. So that I can have this stuff sent to publication.
Yes.
I can make these little books. You know, it's just that these contrasts keep coming up, and I need to just, you know, just stay focused.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so what could you give yourself? Could you commit to 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be enough time?
I think, you know what, Jill, a great inspired action would just be to put it on the vision board.
Yes.
Okay.
No. That could be the start.
And keep having fun with it.
Yeah.
Just keep having fun. And see, don't worry about the publishers. Don't worry about any of that crap at this point, because it is at this tender, like a tender shoot that has to grow. It's very, you know, just keep it fun and flowing, and don't give one whit worry about, because it will come. And just trust me on this one. Really, it will come. The other stuff, get that stuff, you know, that you want to do and have fun with it today.
Yeah,
that's a way to love yourself. Giving voice to that book is a real good way to love yourself.
Yeah,
and it's a good way to love your mom.
Yeah,
and bless her.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels really good, Rita. That is a great, great fun. New thing to go on your vision
I'm so
board.
Happy for you. I'm just tickled.
Yeah.
But does it feel like a burden to you?
No, because
when I start
writing, every Sunday I had started, you know, doing something before I went to church. I would, you know, redo, like add another recipe in, or I'd call someone that I knew and I said, you know, I really do like this. Tell me, you know, something. And like I asked my brother, I said, what do you put in your potato salad? You know what he told me? Potatoes. Slap them through the phone.
And that's a great story. What do you put in your potato salad?
What's your secret ingredient?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
I got to know, because I made my son call him, and he says, Uncle, I want to make this. Tell me how to make it. My brother told him everything.
Oh, so he was hoarding the recipe. Oh, that little stinker.
Yeah, he's bogarting the recipe. Don't let him do that, Rita. He's
That's
got to share.
So funny.
You guys are so right, because I was trying to figure out some things, and you're right. The little stories behind how I'm getting these recipes is like the most important story.
Exactly.
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 And it's because why? Because people are interested in not just your recipes, but they're interested in you. They're interested in your story of healing, your story of wholesomeness and wholeness. And that's how it's going to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have to kind of sign off in a few seconds, but I'm so glad you chose to put your hand up today, honey.
Thank you. Because I was lying here, and whenever you said fill that void, I mean, I was just like, okay, that's why I lost these numbers again.
Yeah. Yes, exactly,
you know,
right.
I'm okay.
You're okay. You're perfect
right
as
now.
Is.
Okay, hon.
Okay, have
okay.
a wonderful
Thank
day,
you.
Rita. Everybody out
Bye.
There, have a wonderful, awesome day. And just create and choose and deliberately create your life. Have a great day.